This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The SmokingGun.com is a website where you can read the police reports and see the mugshots of celebrities who've run afoul of the law. So it made sense that the Smoking Gun would look for the mugshots and police records of James Fry. He's the author of the best-selling memoir, A Million Little Pieces, the story of his own drug addiction and criminality. It's a gritty tale of life on the wild side, a book whose sales went into orbit when Oprah Winfrey selected it for her book club. Well, in the search for Fry's mugshot, the Smoking Gun began checking out the stories recounted in Fry's book. Editor William Bastone interviewed Fry. He interviewed police. And the result is a lengthy online article titled, A Million Little Lies, Exposing James Fry's Fiction Addiction.
What we decided to focus on were the matters in which we perceive there might be a paper trail. And in every matter that we went down and looked at that involved intervention by police or prosecutors or other investigators, his account in his book varied widely from the contemporaneous records of public officials, cops, detectives.
For example, Mr. Fry writes about his incarceration. How long does he say he was behind bars and where, and what do you find to be the fact of the matter?
He contends in the book that he served 90 days in a jail in Ohio, and this was as a result of a wild, crack-fueled melee with cops in an Ohio, small Ohio town. He also claims that, during this wild melee, he was found in possession of a bag of crack and tried to incite a riot and fought with cops, et cetera, et cetera. When we figured out where this incident took place, we went to the only place that he could have possibly served time, and the sheriff there did a diligent search of the records and came back with no evidence that anyone with his name, his DOB, his Social Security number ever was in the facility. When we confronted him with this, he acknowledged to us that it turns out, well, I didn't really do 90 days. And we said, well, how much did you do? And he said, it was significantly shorter than 90 days. And I said to him, are we talking here about like a day or two? Now, I asked him that because at the point I didn't have the police records to know that we were really talking about several hours. And he said, yeah, it's more in line with that. So he admitted to us that the 90 days in jail, from which a lot of things spin out and basically serve as the jumping off point to the sequel to the A Million Little Pieces, and which he has said in interview after interview for 2 years, said happened. You know, he said he sent the 3 months in prison and that he would while away the hours in prison in his cell reading to an illiterate inmate who's named Porterhouse.
You find that couldn't have been more than 5 hours of whiling away.
He said, well, I changed details of that for obvious dramatic purposes.
He writes that, as I understand, I have not read his book, but he writes that he actually drugged out, drove his car over the curb, and although at a low speed, actually hit a police officer.
He has it as a cop.
A cop.
A local cop.
You actually found the cop who arrested him in that incident, and you ask him, would you remember having been hit by a car? And he says it's the sort of thing you would remember.
Right.
And he doesn't. That's not how he recalls
it. Right. Well, his report is as vanilla as they get. He was in a parking lot, drove across a sidewalk, made a turn, and pulled in a few, 10, 20 feet later into a no parking zone. Sergeant Patrolman Dudgeon at the time saw him, and he said, hey, you can't, this is a no parking zone. It's directly across the street from the fire department.
He stopped for a parking violation, you're saying?
Yeah, well, he basically was telling him, you have to move along. And at that point, he looked at the guy, and he realized glassy eyes, you could reek the booze. And then basically, from that point, it was a very standard drunk driving arrest.
Was he found in possession of crack cocaine?
The only thing he was found in possession of, according to the police reports, was a half a bottle of Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. So,
usually, when memoirs or autobiographies are challenged and debunked, usually there's been a some self-aggrandizement, some presentation of the writer as being a bit better than reality showed. In this case, you're talking about somebody who is trying to aggrandize his evil, how horrible he was, what a criminal he was, what awful experiences he had.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, to sell the story, to make the story more interesting, if part of what he repeats, this incantation that gets repeated in the book, we see in 8 separate times, I'm a drug addict, I'm a alcoholic, and I'm a criminal. Criminal, the seeing criminal, always capitalized, of course. Well, if what you are is, you know, you're a neatly dressed frat boy who gets plastered on Pabst beer and rolls the right front tire up on a sidewalk and then meekly goes off to, you know, get booked into a facility where you're not even handcuffed and you make bail and you're gone, that ain't so interesting. That's not so capital C criminal.
Well, William Bastone, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Well, thank you.
William Bastone is editor of thesmokinggun.com. He's talking about James Fry's memoir, A Million Little Pieces. We tried to contact Fry through his agent, who referred us only to a statement from Fry's publishers. It reads, "We stand in support of our author James Fry and his book, which has touched the lives of millions of readers."